Hello and welcome to another episode of Never Not Grateful, a podcast all about gratitude and how it can change your life for the better. I'm Megan Peters. Thank you again so much for being here. I really appreciate you tuning in. And this is our last episode of this brand new podcast, this first season. And I just want to say thank you so much to everybody who stuck around and listened as we have tried out this new endeavor. It's been really fun for me to have this outlet and to be able to share some of the things I've learned in terms of gratitude and having a gratitude practice and how it's changed my life. It's been wonderful to get to talk to so many amazing guests that have shared how gratitude has changed their life for the better. It's just been a journey, and I am super grateful for the opportunity. So today's episode is one we've talked about quite a bit here on the podcast, and this is my episode all about what it is you are grateful for. So for the past few months, I've been encouraging you to call our gratitude hotline. And so this was a number that people could call and they could leave a message with something that they are grateful for. And I had this vision in my mind of an entire episode that's just full of people sharing their gratitudes. Kind of like when you sit around the table at Thanksgiving and everybody says the one thing they're grateful for and how wonderful everybody feels after that. And not just because you get to eat pie, but because we've all just been thinking about things that make us feel good, things that are good in our lives and things that we're grateful for. And so I wanted to create that in a podcast episode and share that with all of you. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who called in. You are all amazing. I appreciate you trusting me to do this and to put these things out into the universe. It's just really feels like a huge honor, and I'm just so excited to share them all. So I'm not going to keep talking all that much. As I've always said in every episode, please hit subscribe. This is going to be the last episode of this first season of Never Not Grateful, but I'm hoping we'll be back with a second season, and you'll want to be notified when that happens. And the only way that's going to happen is if you hit subscribe, then it's going to be downloaded directly to your device and you can easily listen to the next episode of Never Not Grateful. Also, if you have a moment and you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, please take a second to rate or review the podcast. That is how new listeners find the podcast, how it gets bumped up in certain lists and searches when people are doing searches for new podcasts. It's really easy. Rating just takes a second, just one click, and to leave a review won't take very long either. And I love reading the reviews. Maybe next season we'll do a giveaway or something if people leave reviews and we'll read them live on the air. So I really appreciate you. As always, you can find our podcast at crazybananas.com. Just click on the Never Not Grateful button in the menu. And you can follow our podcast on Instagram. It's just at Never Not Grateful. Or you can follow me, Megan, at crazy_bananas on Instagram. Thank you again so much for listening. And I'm just going to hand it over to all you beautiful people who called the Gratitude Hotline. Get ready to feel some feels, some love, and some gratitude.
Hi, this is Teresa Fry, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. And what I'm grateful for and what thing that I try to think about often is water, clean water, water that doesn't have lead or contaminants in it, water that I can open my mouth when I take a shower or brush my teeth in the sink. And I think about just how simple that is and how it's something that I don't think about all the time, but I try to be mindful of how wonderful it is to live in a place and to be in a place where I can simply turn on a faucet and have water and provide it to myself and nourish myself and nourish my family and my community around me.
My name is Tate Peters, and I'm grateful for my family, my teachers, and my pets. Bye.
This is Peggy from Overland Park, and I am calling to let you know how I'm feeling grateful today for second chances with our little kiddos. There are so many interactions with them and so many times to do it wrong, and I am feeling grateful today for the chances to get to do it a second time and try again. And the forgiveness of those little people makes me feel really happy. I hope you're having a great day. Bye.
Hi, Megan. My name is Malia, and I currently live in Overland Park, Kansas. And I am grateful for an upbringing that encouraged me to be positive about my body and my self-image. I'm grateful that I grew up with a dad in my home that always encouraged my inner beauty versus outer beauty. And I'm really grateful now that I'm in my early 30s and I don't have body images and issues that I know our culture tends to purvey around other women. So I'm super grateful for the fact that my upbringing has allowed me to be very confident and positive in my own body self-image. Thanks, Megan.
Hi. So I wanted to share what I am incredibly grateful for right now, and the thing that is top of mind is I'm grateful to be a mother. For a couple of years, that didn't seem like it was ever in the cards for me and my partner. We struggled with infertility for a couple of years and never even got pregnant. So not one of those women who had, you know, miscarriage after miscarriage. It wasn't that. I just couldn't even get pregnant at all. And finally, that happened for us. At a more basic level, I will say that I am incredibly grateful, and I know how lucky I am to have the means to have been able to afford fertility treatments. Unfortunately, in our country, most insurance companies don't cover that if you're even lucky enough to have insurance. And ours, we are lucky to have insurance, but it did not cover fertility treatments. But I was so fortunate, and I'm so incredibly grateful that we have the financial means to be able to afford it. And I'm also grateful that, you know, first try IVF worked for us. So, you know, really at the end of the day, I am grateful for a little bit of a higher power, whatever it is that you believe in, God, the universe, whatever, and a little bit of science and a whole lot of love, because out of those things, we were able to finally make a baby, and I'm now a proud mama.
My name is Michaela, and I live in Platte City, Missouri, and I am so grateful for teachers. I'm grateful for the teachers that teach the exact way that I hope they will teach my kids, and I am grateful for the teachers that teach in a different way than I would expect them to teach my kids, and to provide obstacles that teach my child how to overcome unexpected methods. And I am so grateful to have a mother that was a teacher so that she could teach me, I'm seeing a theme now, the word teach, she could teach me how to have this grace and how to have an open mind on different methods and different ways to teach our kids and to teach us as adults and as parents, because I'm learning the more and more my children learn, the more and more I learn. And I'm just grateful for those people that open up their skills and their hearts to teach us, and for those of us that are receptive to learn the ways that other people have. Our church likes to talk about that our children have people who champion them. And the people who champion them are not their parents. They're their teachers and their coaches and their friends and their neighbors and all of the safe people that their parents have put into their lives to teach them and to help them grow in ways that are a little bit different than the limited way that one or two human beings that are raising them can do so. And I just like having that opportunity for depth and variety outside of my own abilities and my own husband's abilities for our three children. So today I am ever so grateful for teachers and the champions of my children.
Hi, my name is Lucy, and I'm grateful for three things. One, my amazing teachers, two, my family, and three, my food. That's it.
Hi, I'm Lane. I'm from Kansas City, and I'm grateful for my mom. She really helped shape me and mold me, but I'm also grateful that when she went back to work, she had a woman watch me, whose daughter became one of my best friends, who later introduced me to my husband. and who now I have a wonderful daughter with. So I'm grateful for that and grateful that that path was sort of laid out before I ever even knew about it. So that's what I'm grateful about.
Hey, Meg. First of all, I want to tell you that I am grateful for my family, first and foremost. You know, in my life, there's a lot of expectations, work-related, socially. And with my family, they always understand. They know who I am. And no matter what I'm able to do for them or give to them, that love is there and is truly unconditional. I know for a fact that if I didn't do some of the things that I do, there'd be a lot of people who would not be in my life right now. But my family, no matter what I do, what career path I have, no matter if I get out of the house all the time or if I never leave, they've always got my back, and I really appreciate that. You know, another thing is this planet that we live on. I am truly thankful for such an amazing planet and an amazing atmosphere with beautiful fresh air and beautiful parks and beautiful scenery that, if you think about it, it's, this earth is what connects us to our ancestors, and it connects us to the people who you know, who struggled and did so much to make this beautiful planet the way it is right now. And so every time I go outside and I run, and every time I look around, and I think about how many generations of people have walked on the same dirt and have looked up at the same sky and the same moon. And I'm just so thankful to be able to live in a place where I can have clean air and be able to just enjoy nature. And also, I'm so thankful to be alive right now. You know, so often we try to tell ourselves that this, you know, this whole nation or this world is just going down the drain and things aren't like they used to be and it's all bad. But I don't believe the hype. I really, really believe that people are so much better today than they were in the past. You know, crime numbers are down historically. Medically, people are living through things that used to kill them, you know. We have a standard of living that is so high these days, and we are able to connect with strangers and empathize with people that we will never see in a way that just was not possible before. So I'm so proud to be living right now. And finally, because I'm a person of color, things in this nation have been so much more normalized than before, and I just could not do the things that I could do so freely only 30 years ago, only 60 years ago. So to be alive right now, I'm so proud and thankful for. So thank you for letting me get that off my chest.
Hi, I'm Cindy from Manhattan, Kansas. I am grateful for the unconditional love, acceptance, and respect and support we have in our blended family unit. With sisters and brothers, step-siblings, husbands, wives, parents, children, grandparents, and grandchildren, we have a very wide diversity of beliefs about the world. However, you will find no hate here, only love, respect, acceptance, and support, and a lot of fun.
Hi, my name is Claudia. I live in Brooklyn, New York, and originally from Chile. I'm grateful for the air I breathe, music, my friends, my son, my voice, my hands, the sun, the moon.
Hey, Megan, it's Abby. I am calling from Dallas, and I love this idea. I feel like sometimes it's really hard to stop in such a busy day-to-day schedule and really focus on what you're grateful for, but I know for one that your podcast has helped me change the way that I think about some things to be a little bit more positive. So, of course, I am grateful for things like my husband, my children, my extended family, good employment, a warm house to go home to, all those things that I feel like sometimes you just easily take for granted. But most of all, this year, I am grateful for the trials and tribulations that I have gone through with work, with kids, and some significant injuries, and some very, very stressful situations in my family. And you might ask why I'm grateful for those things, but I've always been my own toughest critic, and I always question if I'm strong enough or good enough, and it's just, it makes it really hard. It makes it more stressful when you start to be hard on yourself. So with everything that we've been through this year, and 2018 has certainly been a tough year, I am grateful for the fact that I got to a point where I realized my own strength as a mother, as an employee, as a wife, as a homemaker, as a daughter, as a sister, and in many situations, my strength really came through. And that's something that I've always questioned if I had enough. And so this year, with everything that's gone on, when it got to be too much, I just told myself, I am good enough. I'm doing a good job. And it sounds like a funny thing to be grateful for, but it has been life-changing, and it's helped me through some really, really hard situations. So I'm looking forward to 2019 and maybe a less stressful year, but given everything that I've learned this year and to be grateful for my own strength, I'm ready to handle 2019 and anything that it may bring. All right. Love you, Meg.
I go in at window load. I'm grateful for Simon.
You think I'm Simon? I'm 5 years old.
I'm 5 years old.
Good. Can you say I'm grateful for Cora?
I'm grateful for Cora.
What else are you grateful for?
For my potatoes.
Okay, I'm grateful for you.
I'm grateful for potatoes.
Good.
Michael, get some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi, this is Stacy, and I'm grateful for the leadership in Washington that stands up for their values. As a government employee, I am not currently going to be paid until the shutdown ends, but I do agree that building a wall is a waste of money and a waste of time, and what we should be doing is working towards welcoming and providing for everyone who wants to come to our country. Thanks.
Hi, this is Michaela from Platte City, and it is the day before Thanksgiving, and I am cleaning my house, getting ready for Thanksgiving, hosting it, and I am just so excited to host. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited for just the people in my life and the fellowship that it brings. But the reason that I wanted to get on here for the most part was I am so grateful for some words. I am so grateful for the words grace and mercy and unconditional love. Those are things that I've been exploring lately. And they're so important, and they mean so much. And I can see why people name their kids after them. But I want for everyone to know the true meaning of those words and have it memorized and know what it means to walk in practicing those words, because they are gifts, and I'm so grateful that they exist and that their meanings can be played out in our every moments. And I am so grateful that I've been able to receive the gifts of what those words, grace, mercy, and unconditional love, mean. And I hope that I can also share what those words mean to me with with the world and make it a better place. So that's my grateful is I'm grateful for the words grace, mercy, and unconditional love because it is, they are three wonderful things that can make our world a better place. Happy Thanksgiving.
And that is it, my friends. The last episode of the season for Never Not Grateful. I loved being able to close it out with this, with the reading and listening of your own gratitudes, with our listeners' gratitudes. It just makes me so happy. I just feel completely filled up from listening to all those. And I hope that you do as well. And I hope maybe that some of these lovely people sharing what it is, what they are grateful for, maybe triggered something in you and that you now can find something in your own story or your own day that you are grateful for. And it might just turn your day around. I hope it does. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode and every other episode this season. Please continue following us on social media. On Instagram, you can follow at Never Not Grateful, or you can follow me, Megan, at crazy_bananas. You can, of course, find all the show notes, all the information about the podcast, all the different platforms where you can listen to this podcast. If you're trying to recommend it to someone and they're saying, well, I don't have an iPhone, I don't have Apple Podcasts, we are out there on almost every single podcast platform, Spotify, Stitcher, all the platforms. And you can find all those over at crazybananas.com. You just click on the Never Not Grateful button in the menu bar, which is at the top of the page. And that will take you to all of that information and also all of our show notes from this episode and past episodes where you can find links to some of the guests that we've interviewed, books that we've recommended, all the things. So I encourage you to head over there and check that out. Again, thank you so much for all the support. It's been overwhelming and just really, really lovely and so appreciated. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and we will talk to you very, very soon.